Who remembers a weary elderly man settling into the twilight of his former self? Who has spare time for a frail, mature woman perched on a walker, struggling to keep pace with life's spirited changes? Who remembers the unemployable father or the retired mother when they no longer draw salary, when life no longer decorates them with lofty titles? Who notices the sudden mismatched socks and ill-tempered clothes that scream aloud in silence? Who remembers their sharp minds, which used to pull solutions out of thin air like a master magician, now that they no longer synchronize with their eyes and can hardly recognize their own faces? Who recalls their robust, unflinching hearts and gargantuan efforts to provide for children now long gone and too far removed to offer soft shoulders of support? Who noticed when coherence stopped attending their sentences? When they began to feel unwanted and the feisty light in their eyes started to dim? Or when the fancy clothes, business travel, rousing speeches and contracts signed ceased to mean anything? Who will take the time to pick up the invincible, fractured pieces from their clayed feet as they walk haltingly into anecdotage, lose track of old dreams, and forget their own names? Who will remember to curate their amazing stories before they fall silent, trapped between the crumpled sheets of aloneness and indifference, as they sit in care homes, companioned by isolation, recounting the battle scars etched into their brows? Who spots the involuntary fog descending and enveloping their minds while they endure agonizing waits for the phone to ring, or the tireless hope for the front door to burst open with an avalanche of familiar faces? Who will remember to wipe away the loneliness etched on their faces, anonymous faces that once boasted proud names, now contorted with the fear of being forgotten, wilting without company, thirsty for conversations, and resentful of their mind's determination to slowly misplace cherished private memories? Who will remember, I wonder? Them, us, me, or you?